Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwig, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Next Friday, on October 14th, I'll talk about the primary task for this month, which is developing unity consciousness. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you quickly that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. If you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. You can get on my schedule by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 and 2012 Good Timing Guides Time Codes for Success are easy to use, color-coded calendars. They show you quickly and easily the best dates for your important activities. And it includes all the information on all the codes as well as plenty of recommended job practices. It also shows those pesky timeout periods to avoid because nothing comes of actions taken during those times. Get your own 2011 or 2012 Good Timing Guides. Go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, are you still attempting to do too much with too little time, money, and energy? We're still in the midst of the Mars square Jupiter cycle when this typically occurs. Now, stay focused on your primary project and let the rest go until it's completed. The good news is that we have another perfect cycle to assist with good planning, logistics, and balancing out different needs. This cycle of Mercury conjunct Saturn in Libra is in range now through October 10th. And these energies are quite practical and much more likely to say no to new requests, even when asked nicely. Be sure to take advantage of these energies for planning projects, logistics, and even writing, editing books, reports, etc. It provides plenty of mental clarity, balance, and a practical perspective. Now, in addition, the Sun has recently joined this cycle, so we now have Sun conjunct Saturn and Mercury. And this is the perfect cycle for managers to make clear and high-quality decisions. And that is good news for them, since they're likely to have more responsibilities to handle than usual. Sun conjunct Saturn peaks on October 13th and stays in range through October 20th. Now, next, we have a cycle peaking today that's terrific for artists, photographers, graphic artists, dancers, musicians, and anyone who does creative visual work. The cycle is Venus trine Neptune. Artists, take note. This is an opportunity to create some great work with plenty of ease and flow. And for the rest of us, it's a fabulous time to go to concerts, movies, art museums, or dances. Lastly, these energies are highly romantic, so plan a romantic evening during this time. The tough part of this lovely cycle is that money can slip through your fingers without you even noticing. Use the previous cycle to get a good handle on your budget and take extra care to stay within it. Those of you on dates, also beware. It's easy to fall in love with Mr. or Ms. Right in your head instead of the person you're with, so stay present. Venus trine Neptune peaks today on October 7th and stays in range through October 11th. In addition, there's another cycle which can be equally excellent for artists, musicians, and writers. The cycle is Mercury trine Neptune. It comes into range today on October 7th. The cycle is excellent for creative, inspirational, or visionary ideas. It may be terrible at handling details and logistics, which could be incorrect. However, that's not its purpose. Use these energies to help create great images, inspiring movie scripts, or books. The cycle peaks on October 12th. Look for inspirational words and images then. It stays in range through October 15th. Now, next, beginning October 9th, we come into range of multiple financial cycles. Now, the first set of cycles may find you tempted to spend money you really had not planned to spend. Someone may even offer to give you credit so that you can spend that money. However, you would be unwise to take this action. There's a higher probability of making unwise financial choices now, so be careful. The cycles associated with are Venus in Scorpio, sextile Pluto, and opposite Jupiter in Taurus. Venus opposite Jupiter peaks October 14th and stays in range through October 19th. The good news is that other financial cycles can indicate opportunities to make very good money. These are the cycles of Venus sextile Pluto and Venus trine Chiron. However, if you have to invest more money than you're comfortable with, then skip it. It won't be a good financial decision. This Venus is in tough shape, and she doesn't know what she's doing financially, so listen to your guts. However, you can make pretty good money, but not by spending it. Venus sextile Pluto is in range October 10th through the 15th. It peaks very early on October 13th. The other cycle of Venus trine Chiron is an excellent cycle for making money. And if you can stay focused on that and stay out of spending mode, you can create some great prosperity. You're most likely to get this prosperity by staying in the flow, listening to your messages from the universe, and taking the appropriate actions needed. You may not get as much prosperity as you'd like since Venus in Scorpio is not a strong financial sign. However, be grateful for whatever comes in and more will come. This cycle is in range October 8th, which is tomorrow through the 15th, and it peaks on October 9th through the 10th. Now next, we have a full moon on October 11th, and it's important to note that October 11th, aside from being the date of the full moon, is the first day of the seventh day of the ninth underworld for the Mayan calendar. Got that? Essentially, this is the first day of the last period of the entire Mayan calendar, when many changes are expected to occur rapidly. Essentially, the changes that occur in that 18-day period between October 11th through the 28th will create unity consciousness. Now, what shows up at the full moon on October 11th are questionable financial situations. Everyone seems focused on the investment markets at the full moon, and there probably are some good ways to make money in the markets, but the markets don't look like they're all going up, just the opposite, so be prepared. This full moon shows business and government leaders weighed down with past responsibilities that have become intractable. Governments, businesses, and even consumers are likely to be offered financial solutions or opportunities that may look good on the surface, but which are not good financial moves. A good solution or opportunity leaves you more prosperous, not with more debt. If you'll have more debt when the deal is done, then run away before you sign. This full moon also has a cycle that can talk nearly anyone into doing anything, including taking financial actions that are not good for you. This is the cycle of Mercury trine Neptune. And it's great for putting inspirational and visionary words together, but it's usually lost when it comes to handling details and logistics. It's also easy to be deceived or to deceive yourself, so be careful what you believe. The media is likely to tell you some whopping good stories that probably aren't true. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. Notice that the month of October has a green dollar on all but 3 days. This is a signal that we can all make some money this month, but you might also spend it, so be careful with your budget. Also, notice that next week is not a good week for new starts. until you get to Saturday, October 15th. And be especially careful on Sunday, October 9th, when we have an all-day timeout, and for most of tomorrow, October 8th, when we also have a long timeout. Don't take important actions or make important decisions then, because nothing will come of it. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's www.askmadeline.com, and it's free. So get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Feeling ill? See Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil Cogler at Wellness One of Eastgate. If you're suffering from pain caused by an auto accident, a sports injury, or a herniated disc of the back or neck, or if fatigue due to stress is robbing you of your energy and vitality, you need to talk to Dr. Phil, a chiropractor who cares. The website is eastgate.wellness1.net. Don't let another day go by in pain. If you're feeling ill, see Dr. Phil. Go to eastgate.wellness1.net.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we may have all the callers we can handle for today, but I'm not sure. There's a possibility of one more. Do you think possibly, Benny?
I think so. We have time for that.
Okay, so you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Barbara's called in. She'd like to join the show, and she had a banking question, and she's calling in from Queen Anne. So, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Barbara. I'm glad you called. What'd you like to know?
I'm wondering, if our banks fail, how does that affect us on a daily basis, like starting from when it happens, the next few days, the week? How does that affect us?
It depends on how catastrophic the bank failure is. There have been a large number of bank failures already, and the majority of them, not all of them, but the majority of them were bought by other banks, so that from the customer's point of view, everything just continued on perfectly normally. Mm-hmm. And they had complete access to all their funds, and there was no challenge at all. The big problem comes if you get a bank that they call too big to fail. For example, Bank of America is the most likely bank to fail, and that's a very large bank. Another very large bank that's in the top 10 banks to fail is J.P. Morgan Chase. And
I'm wondering about.
Yeah. And I believe Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank are also in that top 10 list of banks, you know, worst banks in the U.S., you know, most likely to fail. So when you get a very large bank, like especially Bank of America or Chase, there are not banks out there that are big enough to absorb the losses that something like that would have associated with it. And or even just be able to buy the assets because they're so big. So typically on something like that, they will probably have to break them up. And that could be rather chaotic. I'm not sure how they would go about that. That would be something that they haven't had to contend with before. But I do think it's likely that you'll see some of these big banks fail by January. There are just so many pressures on them now. And, you know, in the past, the government bailed them out. But, you see, the government took on all those toxic assets, and now the government's about to fail.
Right.
So the government really
cannot. So that would
mean
we wouldn't have access to our accounts, our money, or all that stuff.
Well, I don't know if it would be that or not. I don't know if it would. It would depend on what solution they came up with. But there could be times where you didn't have it. Access to it. I don't know how it would work. I mean, they'd have to give you your money at some point, but a more perhaps important question might be, will our money be worth anything?
Well, yeah.
That's another big question. They could at some point go in and you know, your dollars just become so worthless that they go in some night and replace it with some other currency that's not worth as much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is what typically happens to countries that are in our predicament.
Right.
You know, so that's one of the reasons why I have long recommended people to buy gold. Is, you know, the currency is devaluing at a very rapid rate now. And
well, we have gold. I'm just wondering, for example, with our business account, you know, and the daily transactions.
Uh-huh.
That's not gold. So
right.
That's what I was wondering, how it would affect that.
It will depend on the bank that you're in. I recommend being in a community bank. I'm up in Arlington, so I'm in a community bank, and you know, that is smaller. I think they have 81 banks around Washington and Oregon. I'm with Columbia Bank. But, you know, just find somebody that's close to you that is a smaller community bank. They're more likely, you know, be sure and check their ratings online before you move to another bank. You can go to Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, bank ratings, and check out, you know, various companies that might be in your area. Or just Google bank ratings and look for the best rated bank you can find, you know, in your area. And I also know that Washington Federal was like one of the top rated banks in the entire country. It's a savings and loan, I think. And it was one of the top rated banks in the country. So there's another.
So this is something we should really be thinking about now, because this could
I would,
be happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I would definitely think about it, yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks
I hope that was
much.
Helpful. Okay.
All right, thanks for calling, and it leaves another line open here, and we might have another call or time for one more caller there, and it's 1-800-930-2819. Until then, Madeline, we have someone else joining the show. It's Linda. She's calling in from Phoenix, Oregon. She had another question about banking. So, Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I really love your guide, and I love the updates. They're absolutely wonderful. Everybody should have them.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. My question is similar to the last person. I wanted to know how to research our local banks, and if the dollar fails, you know, will they replace the currency as well with something less valuable?
Probably. If the dollar fails, they'll replace it with something less valuable. The real question is, why is the dollar failing? It's because the U.S. government has such a high level of debt, so over 100% of its gross domestic product. And this is the largest debt the world has ever seen, ever, over $14.5 trillion. But if you really look at everything that the U.S. owes, you know, including Social Security, Medicare, pensions, et cetera, it adds up to over $120 trillion. So the way that the government, you know, there's only two ways out of that much debt, and one of them is to forgive it, not too likely, but would probably be a better solution. And the second one is to inflate your way out of it. So what they do is they print more and more dollars to pay off the debt. And what they're attempting to do is pay off the debt with dollars that are less valuable. So, of course, that means that your dollars are buying less and less each and every week, which you may notice as you go to the grocery store, buy gas or whatever. But what was that?
Yeah, I do notice that.
Yeah, exactly. So their attempt is to continue, you know, they really have no better way to get out of this debt than to deflate the dollar, or to devalue the dollar, I should say. So what happens eventually is that it goes to zero. I mean, and this is true throughout the entire world, throughout the entire history of the entire world, all currencies that are not backed by gold have gone to zero. So that is the kind of primary crux of why it's devaluing. And at some point what happens is, and it's happened in Brazil and in Russia and all those places, you know, at one point, you know, the banks were closed and the currency was changed and they were given something that was worth a lot less. So, you know, it's just the pattern of what typically happens. Because, you know, they're trying to salvage, you know, paying off the debt. It gets desperate as time goes on. And that's what you're watching. And so that's why I recommend people to have gold, to store their wealth basically in gold. And, of course, now is a great time to buy gold because the price has gone down so much recently. So it's a really opportune time to buy it. So does that help at all?
Great.
I'm not. Good luck with this.
It does. It does.
Okay.
And in the short term, we should check a local bank.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, check your local banks. Yeah. Go on to, you know, Google bank ratings and find out how you can do that.
Yeah. Good luck to you, Linda. And I think, Madeline, that should do it for the call. So you're welcome to wrap up the show for today.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
That's what I was going to do. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Your money is directly related to your physical energy. And when we don't get enough sleep or exercise or don't eat the right foods for our optimum health, guess what? Your money decreases. It does this in two ways. First, it doesn't come to you as readily. That's number one. And second, you have to spend more of your money to regain your health. Optimum health is one of the most important attractors of prosperity. So think of it this way. The universe will pay you to take that walk or go to the gym, eat better, and get enough sleep. So remember that when you're tempted to stay up too late to do one more thing or skip your exercise. Your prosperity will be higher when you're good to yourself. Now, next Friday on October 14th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the most important job we have this month, developing unity consciousness. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's AskMadeline. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 and 2012 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. And stay tuned next for Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.